I'm George Flynn, and welcome to In-Depth TV. And today we're going to talk about something, a very simple idea that may just change your life. I mean, change your life for the better. Give you more time to spend with your family or your hobbies or even work. This idea will probably bring you more money. And if you're on a job, it's probably going to increase your efficiency on your job. It's going to help you get those things that you've always wanted. So you're saying, what is the idea? Well, let me tell you a little story about it. The story is about the turn of the century. It was not the turn of this century, but the 1900s, the early 1900s. There was a company called Bethlehem Steel. And there was a man that was an executive at Bethlehem Steel named Charles Schwab. Now, it's not the same Charles Schwab that's advertised on TV today, but this man was named Charles Schwab. And there was a fellow that did efficiency, and he did all kind of things, advertising. He's a PR person named I.V. Lee. And he kept trying to get an appointment with Mr. Schwab. And so he finally got the appointment with Charles Schwab. And Charles Schwab was in a rush. He only had 15 minutes to catch a train. And so he told I.V. Lee, he said, I'll give you 10 minutes to give me the idea. And so he gave him the idea in 10 minutes. And Mr. Schwab said, how much do I owe you for the idea? Because he was in a hurry to get on the train. And I.V. Lee said, I'll tell you what you do. You try it out for a few days. Then you send me a check for whatever you think this idea and this advice was worth. And so Charles Schwab tried out the idea and was so impressed with it. Now remember, this is early 19th century. What he did was, he sent him a check for $25,000. And today, in today's terms, that would be $250,000 to $300,000 for this 10 minutes and the idea. And I'm going to give you this idea in just a few minutes. What in your life is urgent? I mean, what do you do every day that's just urgent? You know, these things that come in, they're big emergencies. You got to get this done today, right now. There's a deadline on it. And what in your life is important? Are the urgent things the same things as the important things? Most of us say no. The urgent things seem to push out the important things in life. So I'm asking you, what do you think is urgent and what do you think is important in life? And that's what I want you to do, start thinking about those things, urgency versus importance. Why do so many things have deadlines? A lot of it's got to do with sales techniques. You put a deadline on it so that someone will make a decision, because if you don't put a deadline on it or create urgency, there won't be a decision made. People won't buy things. A sale will end and people won't have taken advantage of it. A car rebate will end and you won't have taken advantage of it. So in order to get people to go ahead and make a decision, a lot of companies, a lot of people will put real estate, everything seems to have a deadline on it. Even, you know, filing your taxes has a deadline. Renewing your driver's license has a deadline. All of these things in life to get you to act have deadlines on them. So how do we get past all of this, and how do we do the things that are most important to us and take care of our well-being, your well-being, your family, your finances, where you live, how you live, all of these things are impacted. And you say, well, what was that idea? Here was the idea. When Mr. Ivy Lee was in talking to, you know, Charles Schwab, he said to Mr. Schwab, and I suggest you do the same thing. You can do it after the show or you can do it now during the show. Think about really, you know, it doesn't have to be gut-wrenching think about. It has to be, just think about the things that are, you need to do tomorrow. Get out a piece of paper and write down the 4, 5, or 6 things that you need to get done tomorrow. Now, once you've done that, you go through and you prioritize those. Number them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, however many there are. And take that piece of paper and put it in your pocket. The next day, tomorrow, what you'll do is you'll look at that list and you'll look at number one. And you'll work on doing number one, because that's what you said was the most important thing for you to do tomorrow. You want to get this done. So you'll work and you'll plan and you'll get number one. You'll get that first thing done. Once you get that first thing done, then you can go to number two. And once you get number two done, then you go to number three, number four, number five. And if any of them don't get done, if any, you know, all of them but number one, you want to get one or two or three of them done. Any of them that don't get done, they go on the list for tomorrow because they've risen in importance. In other words, if you do one and two, then number three is your next most important task or your most important activity. And once you do that, then everything comes up in importance. So if you do that every day and have 5 or 6 things on the list, then you'll be able to structure your day where the things that will benefit you and your family and everyone around you, the most important thing will get done. Have you ever been through a day in your life where you knew just 2 or 3 things needed to be done, yet you got to work or you got into an office or you got into the home and all kind of things happened? You developed a leak in the plumbing. You developed, the electricity went out in the office. All kind of things. A customer needed help right now. So all of a sudden, everything that you had planned is squeezed out to the side. You say, I'll get to that in a minute. And then you work on work on doing things that are urgent, but not important. And what this list seems to do and tends to do is it, once you get the urgent thing done, you come back to what you have noted to be important. Now, remember, you're the one that set the priorities. So that's okay. Accept those priorities and don't change them. The next day, like the night before the next day, you can come up with a different set and prioritize those if you like. So it's just a matter of doing the things that you really think need to be done. And you want to do them, you want to come up with those ideas when you're not in the emergent situation, not where someone's calling, something's broken, something's happened, the car didn't start, or all kind of things will happen. Things happen like that. But the trick is to not stay off track. Sure, you'll get off track, but you won't stay off track. It's just like dieting. If you are on a diet and you're following the diet, you're eating the right foods, you're eating it at the right time, you're getting enough sleep, but you find yourself eating the wrong thing. one meal, say lunchtime, you eat the wrong thing. Well, do you say to yourself, I messed up, ate the wrong thing, I might as well just blow the diet, I'll just continue to eat bad or the wrong things for me throughout the rest of the day. Maybe I'll start over tomorrow, or maybe I'll just say to heck with it. No, the trick is, and the success factor is, you say, oh, that was strange that someone as intelligent as I am would get off my diet when I know how important this is to my health, my family, my, you know, my weight control, my feeling better, my being able to exercise. That's strange that someone of my intelligence would do that, but that happens, and get right back on that diet. Don't beat yourself up. Don't say, I've blown it, I'll never be able to diet. Don't say those things to yourself. Say, isn't that strange? Someone of my intelligence and my motivation and my fortitude would get off the diet briefly. But now, I'm right back on it. It may be a little setback, but it really can set you up for success. You'll know, you'll be able to say to yourself, you know, yesterday something happened to me on the diet. Something happened to me and I didn't like it, and I paid for it. But today I'm not going to continue that behavior. Same thing happens with your budget. If you go off your budget or buy something that you shouldn't, you know, is not in your budget, you say, isn't that strange? I had this budget set out, and someone of my intelligence really shouldn't be doing this, but it happened. I'll get right back onto my diet of my finances, my budget. It's important that you get right back on track. And even if you go off track again, you get right back on track. You know, an airplane going from New York to Los Angeles is off track. And I've heard this term 90 to 95, maybe even 99% of the time. But what happens is the airplane gets off track, and either the pilot or the autopilot corrects it, brings it back on track. Then a wind comes along, or a tailwind, or, you know, some turbulence, it gets off track a little bit, get right back on track. And so it's a constant process of getting back on track, flying from New York to Los Angeles. Now, if an airplane can do that, if a boat can do it, if a car can do it, if you take a wrong turn, what do you do? If you're driving in a car and you take a wrong turn, do you keep on that track? No. You turn around and get on the right track. Of course you do. And that's what we're talking about, getting you back on track, even if you get off track just a little bit. How do you do that? You have your list. You have your list that you wrote down, your six most important things, or five of them, and you've prioritized them. And you say, oh my goodness, this emergency took me off track for an hour. You don't beat yourself up. Say, well, that's easy. I can get right back on track. Because if you don't have that list, you'll stay off track the rest of the day. And that is so important for you to get right back on it, because you do have time to get back on it. And I just want you to know, this is a little technique that Charles Schwab paid Ivy Lee in the early 1900s, $25,000. $25,000. I wrote him a check for that. So that is your tip for the day, and I want you to use it, and I want you to get right back on track every time. I'm George Flynn. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.